September 17th, Feast of the Stigmata of our Holy Father, St. Francis. Francis imitated Christ so perfectly that towards the end of his life, our Lord wished to point him out to the world as a faithful imitator of the crucified by imprinting his five wounds upon his body. 2 years before his death, when according to his custom, Francis had repaired to Mount Laverna to spend the 40 days preceding the feast of St. Michael the Archangel in prayer and fasting, this wonderful event took place. St. Bonaventure gives the following account of it. Francis was raised to God in the ardor of his seraphic love, wholly transformed by sweet compassion into him, who of his exceeding charity was pleased to be crucified for us. On the morning of the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, as he was praying in a secret and solitary place on the mountain, Francis beheld a seraph with six wings all afire, descending to him from the heights of heaven. As the seraph flew with great swiftness towards the man of God, there appeared amid the wings of the form of one crucified, with his hands and feet stretched out and fixed to the cross. Two wings rose above the head, two were stretched forth in flight, and two veiled the whole body. Francis wondered greatly at the appearance of so novel and marvelous a vision, but knowing that the weakness of suffering could in no wise be reconciled with the immortality of the seraphic spirit, he understood the vision as a revelation of the Lord that it was being presented to his eyes by divine providence, so that the friend of Christ might be transformed into Christ crucified, not through martyrdom of the flesh, but through a spiritual holocaust. The vision disappearing left behind it a marvelous fire in the heart of Francis, and a no less wonderful token impressed on his flesh. For there began immediately to appear in his hands and in his feet something like nails, as he had just seen them in the vision of the crucified. The heads of the nails in the hands and feet were round and black, and the points were somewhat long and bent, as if they had been turned back. On the right side, as if it had been pierced by a lance, was the mark of a red wound, from which blood often flowed and stained his tunic. Thus far, the account of St. Bonaventure. Although St. Francis strove in every way to conceal the marvelous marks, which until then no man had seen, he was not able to keep them a complete secret from his brethren. After his death, they were carefully examined, and they were attested by an ecclesiastical decree. To commemorate the impression of the five wounds, Pope Benedict XI instituted a special feast, which is celebrated on September 17th. On looking up to the cross. With the example of our Holy Father St. Francis in mind, consider what effect a glance at the cross should have on us. It led Francis from the service of the world to the service of God and to penance. A look at the crucifix should remove from our hearts all delight in the world and fill us with sorrow for the sins we have committed in the service of the world and of our evil passions. For what other reason was Christ nailed to the cross and his whole body bruised? The prophet tells us he was wounded for our iniquities, he was bruised for our sins. Isaiah 53:5. Meditation on the sufferings of our Savior caused St. Francis to shed so many tears that his eyes became inflamed. Do you also kneel before the crucifix and bewail the sins through which you nailed your Savior to the cross? Consider that a look at the cross is also a consolation for the sinner. Our crucified Lord assured St. Francis of the complete remission of his sins. The prophet also tells us, by his bruises we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Moses gave us a picture of our Savior on the cross when he raised a brazen serpent on high in the desert, so that those who had been bitten by the poisonous serpent in punishment for their murmuring might be healed by looking up to this sign of our redemption. On the crucifix, you behold our Savior himself. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. John 1:29. Look up to him with sincere contrition and lively confidence. He will also take away your sins. Consider how the contemplation of the crucified finally pierced St. Francis through and through with the fire of love, so that our Lord made him even externally like himself. A look at the crucifix should also awaken ardent charity in us. St. Augustine points this out to us when he says, "Behold the head that is bent to kiss you, the heart that is open to receive you, the arms stretched out to embrace you." Do not look at the image of your crucified Savior in the cold and indifferent way that the one looks at a work of art to marvel at the painful expression there represented. Let it speak to your heart, and let your heart speak to it. Serve him faithfully so that you may one day be united with him in eternity. Prayer of the Church. O Lord Jesus Christ, who, when the world was growing cold, didst renew the sacred wounds of thy sufferings in the body of our Holy Father, St. Francis, in order to inflame our hearts with the fire of thy divine love, mercifully grant that by his merit and intercession, we may cheerfully carry our cross and bring forth worthy fruits of penance, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Thank you.